This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Dear listeners, and welcome to Feels Like Weezer, the podcast where we talk about Weezer's entire catalog, song by song, track by track. My name is Martin David Tapia, and I'm an amateur songwriter and musician, and I'll be one of your hosts for this podcast.
And I'm your other host, Eric Nash from Watchmen Minute.
And we have a guest, a podcast guest. Podcast guest, please introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Asterios Kognos from The Loudest Podcast, and it's great to talk to you guys.
Hey, it's good to have you. I have a question before we start, Asterios. How are you today?
Sure. Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, too. Hey, Eric.
Yeah?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Well, I'm a little sore on my back, you know. I was just working.
I just
did a shift today, yeah.
I know how that is. Okay. I was going to give you a little gust because me and Asterios are doing great,
yeah.
And you're just pretty good. But you know what? We're all just trying to live our lives here. Okay. So, every episode of this podcast, we talk about a different Weezer song. And today is no different. Today we're talking about the song Dreamin', track 6 from Weezer, parentheses, the Red Album.
Asterios has to say?
I think we do. Asterios, do you want to talk about the song?
I mean, yeah. So just to be clear to your listeners, you guys as hosts, I mean, you both know I hate Weezer, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine with us. I mean,
these guys,
yeah.
They know I hate Weezer, and they invited me on the show. So, look. I'm going to shit-talk Weezer for however long this podcast is, but listeners, it is not my fault. Me, comedian Asterios Kognos. These guys, all I do all day is tweet about Weezer and how much Weezer sucks. I mean, would you guys mind pulling up my Twitter account and reading the tweet I made yesterday?
Ooh. Oh. Oh, no. I found it.
Oh, you found it?
Very
all right,
topical.
Well, could you read it out loud, please?
Not John McAfee. Oh, God, why won't you take Weezer instead?
Okay, but sell it, though. Like, give it some gas.
I mean, you did put 3 exclamation points after John McAfee's name, and then the 3 question marks.
Sell it. Sell the joke.
Sell it, Eric.
Not John McAfee. Why, oh God, why won't you take Weezer instead?
See, that's much better.
That was much better.
I kind of wish God had taken Weezer instead. Like, John McAfee's death is only going to inspire more white supremacist terrorism. Weezer dies. Oh, your albums go up in value, boys. Your sweaters become more valuable. You get Rivers Cuomo's autograph. There you go. You could retire off your Weezer hoard. Now listen, I know that they released the white album and the blue album, and this is the red album. At any point, are they going to release the good songs album?
Matt, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Oh my God, this song sounds like, it sounds just like a bunch of GarageBand loops stuck together. Like, if there's an app that's just like, hey, I kind of like mid-tier rock and roll from someone in their early 20s. Dreaming all night, I'm dreaming all day. Dreaming in the afternoon too, I'm dreaming of you. Like, yo, Rivers, do you hate your audience this much? Like, I know you hate your audience, Cuomo, but like, do you have to like openly hate them this much, Rivers?
Wow, you really don't like Weezer.
dreaming of you. Dream, Scooby-Doo. And then they do the thing, like the They Might Be Giants thing, like from Fingertips, where they're like, eh, it's got like a bunch of little mini songs in it. It's like, no. Those little mini songs on Fingertips were good. Like, you know, River's like, I've got these four bad songs. I put them together in a 5-minute track and call it art. You've done it again, Rivers Cuomo. Rivers, you magnificent bastard, you've done it again. Now to release a bunch of toys on only cryptocurrency. You know, the most fun way to play with toys. Oh, God, did you still... Oh, and don't get me started on OK Human. That's like... Again, Weird Al is good. Now, if Rivers Cuomo had taken all of Weezer and made just a parody of OK Computer, like instead of Paranoid Android, like, I don't know, Highly Confident Cyborg, then you got my attention, Weezer. Now I'm as excited as I was to see Buddy Holly when I spun the Windows 95 CD. But it's like, we've got OK Human and we've got the Philharmonic Kit. Oh, that's another thing the musicians do when they don't know what to do next. They're like, we've got like an orchestra. Like, what's this, like Ray Davies did that? Because like, by the way, Ray Davies, would you please just fix things with your brother so the Kinks can go back on tour and so you don't have to go around with an orchestra playing Kinks song? Jesus. Or same thing with David Byrne. David Byrne's like, I cheated every other member of the Talking Heads out of music and I sued them when they made their own band. Well, time to make a musical. A terrible musical. Like, guys, just do the good thing. Do the good thing. With Weezer, it's like, okay, he had a couple of hits, Sweater Song, Buddy Holly. It's just like, oh, my God. It's like, you guys know you're allowed to stop, right? Like, you don't have to just rent out a cruise to get an audience. Like, imagine that. Weezer's like, yeah, we know our music's not good, but cruises are fun. What if we all went on a cruise together? A literal captive audience. The only way to get off the Weezer cruise is, like, if you have an allergic reaction to shellfish and, like, a helicopter takes you away, and it's like, oh, thank God. I don't have to listen to OK Human.
Well, to be fair, you could also jump overboard.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they might rescue you. Rivers Cuomo will be like, oh, get him. Rivers Cuomo will be like, rescue that man. Anyone who's paid $700 to see me is a lifelong source of revenue I can't forego.
That's a great point. I have a question for you, though, Asterios. Is there anything about Weezer that you do like?
Yeah, I like that song. I like Buddy Holly. I like the music video for Buddy Holly. I like the Sweater Song.
All
right. Well, what are their other hits?
I mean, from the Blue Album, I mean, the other highlights, for me especially, are like Say It Ain't So and Only in Dreams.
Okay, Say It Ain't So. That sounds fine. I mean, Say It Ain't So kind of seems like just the opening credits to every WB song from the 90s, but like, it's fine. It's up its time. Only in Dreams, never heard of it. Keep going. What are their other hits?
The opening track is My Name is Jonas.
Oh my God, what the heck? What does that sound like? Can you sing a little bit of that?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
My name is Jonas. I'm carrying the wheel.
Okay. All right, pass. Okay. And finally, look, I'm gonna say one more thing about Weezer. And it's kind of about their fans, so.
Yeah, I think you should say at least one more thing. Yeah, go.
Please don't take this personally, but Is it possible to be a Weezer fan without having a podcast about it? Because it seems like it's literally impossible.
We all did pop up. Like, three or four of us all popped up 2 years ago.
Do you want to know how many Weezer fan casts I've been on in my life? Like, seven. It never gets any easier. So it's just like two white guys who will, like, kind of sound a little bit sad talking about Rivers Cuomo, a guy who sounds a lot sad. No offense to you, because you guys are great. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other Weezer podcasts. I'm talking about the Blue Podcast, and If You Want to Destroy My Podcast.
That sounds like a great podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Is it true that for a long time, Rivers Cuomo was like, yeah, look, I'm not going to sing the sweater song. I'm just going to have, like, my bass player sing it, like at concerts. Is that true?
Here's the thing that sets our podcast apart.
Please. Yes, that was a yes or no question.
Okay, I was trying to explain, but the answer is I don't know. And here's the thing that sets our podcast apart from the other Weezer podcasts out there. I don't know anything about Weezer. I'm not really a fan.
Why are you podcasting about Weezer?
I don't know. It's fun. Something to do.
Yeah, I think for both Zach and I mean, we had not learned really much. We had not been very much into the mythos. But upon starting it, we both get the like halfway through their career at this point. I mean, which and was released in 2010 or something, roughly around there. Book, you know, and I think we've each read like about this era that we're in now. We haven't finished it quite, but you know, we've learned a lot about Rivers himself, especially in his early life and what was happening in between albums and so forth. But yeah. But I mean, you actually bring up a really good point though about someone else singing, because that happens on this song. That someone other than Rivers sings lead, and that's the rhythm guitarist Brian Bell.
Yeah. Thank you. This is what I've heard. It was just like, yeah, I'm tired of singing the sweater song. Brian Bell is going to sing the sweater song, and he's always like, what do you mean? Like, we paid like $600 to see you guys live, and he's like, yeah, well, you're going to see Brian Bell live. I'm going to be in the back getting upset. I'm Rivers Cuomo. I've got an Asian girl fetish, and I'm about to make it your problem. I'm Rivers Cuomo.
Got him. That's true.
How'd you like to know what gets me there? What gets me going? Well, you're about to find out.
Yeah, hey, I have a question. Is do you think that's a bad thing to, like, put your personal kinks into a piece of art, like a song or a movie? I was having a discussion about this. I don't know. Is this too real?
No, look, it's just honestly, it just hasn't aged very well, has it? But way back when, like, the guy released a song called, like, Japanese Girlfriend, whatever the hell it was called.
It is called Japanese Girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, like, no, it's kind of noticed. Like, we were all like, yeah, okay. Yeah, he's a fucking nerd. He's like, you know, some dumpy nerd who's like upset about his sweater being destroyed. He's probably going to be a huge weeb too. But now it's just like in 2021, we're all kind of like, ugh, you're kind of fetishizing a whole race of people, Rivers. Ugh. Like, look, my assumption is he's no longer playing Japanese Girlfriend as his second encore song. True or false? That's true, because I know you guys don't know. You don't know that much about Weezer. That's true. It's true.
And, actually, he is. I think he plays Japanese Girlfriend, like, every show. He's kind of, like, gone away from it, yeah, and then he's come back to, like, own it now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. By the way, that's worse, where he's like, you snowflakes. Are you getting triggered by the fact that I like Japanese girls? Well, guess what, snowflakes? I'm going to sing about how much I like Japanese. That's right. I have a kink for an entire nation's women, and you're about to hear about it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It is cringe as fuck. But, you know what? Yeah, maybe Rivers, maybe the next Weezer album is going to be called Triggered.
You know what? You're super goddamn holy. That would be hysterical. Because, yeah, he would lose a lot of his fans, but a bunch of his other fans would be like, finally I can bring my Confederate flag to the Weezer show.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I don't have to hide who I am anymore.
That's true. A lot of us have been waiting. mine is folded up in my drawer. It's in a little glass case, and it says break. In case Rivers Cuomo puts out an album called Triggered. I'm just waiting for it.
Yeah, break in case Rivers Cuomo goes on Steven Crowder, on Louder with Crowder.
I would love to see Rivers meet Alex Jones. Wouldn't that be cool if Rivers was on the Alex Jones show?
wait. Now, look, and unfortunately, you found a way to make me like both of those people slightly more. It's so weird. It's like, look, peanut butter and chocolate are already good. You put them together and great. It's like putting cat shit and dog shit together, and it kind of tastes like s'mores. Wait, what? Do you guys hear that, what's his name, like, a member of the what do they call it, member of Mumford & Sons just got drummed out of Mumford & Sons because he tweeted about how much he liked alt-right provocateur Andy Gno's book?
No, I did not hear that. Did you hear that, Eric?
Look.
I know.
Look, okay, it just happened like yesterday. All I'm saying is I might create some tweets linking. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Photoshop Weezer at the Capitol riot. I'm going to put that out there. And so hopefully, I won't have to listen to Van Weezer. Oh my, is Van Weezer literally just a Van Halen cover album? But it's, what the fuck is Van Weezer?
It's, no, well, for that, I mean, it seems to me like it's a decent mixture of various, you know, early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, hard rock sounds going on, you know.
Is it covers or is it originals?
All originals. Yeah. There's only been the one cover album so far.
Wait a minute. He wrote a song with Billy Joel called Beginning of the End?
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking at the track listing for Van Weezer. Looks like he wrote a song. Track 5 he wrote with Billy Joel. Track 6 he wrote with Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, no. Am I going to end up liking this Weezer album?
I think maybe the track on there is, I can't remember what song it is, but it takes, like, an old Ozzy song, and it's, like, the same chords and the same music, but it's, like, a different melody and lyrics over it. Is that right, Eric?
Yeah, so it's not really written with him. It's because it used some notes, some, you know, without, so that way he wouldn't get accused of plagiarism, you know, at least heavily, you know, at least not in court, you know, can't be.
No, I know, I get it. It's like a thing where
sampling, you know.
Yeah, see, it gets sampling, and the guy's credited, and he owns part of it.
The
exactly,
had to be given.
I'm seeing here, right, ASCAP and all that. Seeing here on October 6, 2020, after Eddie Van Halen died, Weezer dedicated the album to him, and then it says shortly after Eddie Van Halen's ghost came back and said, "No thanks." So, looks like this Van Weezer album is off to a pretty rough start. All right, let me look at the track listing for Okay Human.
Well, so we're talking about both of those albums that just both came out earlier this year, 2021, and, you know, they're both kind of on the burner, you know, they're kind of getting ready to be released, you know, earlier in the year last year, but something happened, got in the way of that. Kind of put a damper on it, and they had shows that they wanted to do that for especially for the Van Weezer album that would go along with it a lot better, at being more rockin' versus the OK Human
right.
songs are much more subdued.
Of course, and by the way, this is when I say thank God for the pandemic. Oh my goodness, it's one good thing the pandemic did was delay OK Human and Van Weezer. And by the way, why did it delay them? What, was Rivers Cuomo going outside a lot in the first place? Rivers Cuomo's like, oh no, I'm gonna have to wear a mask over the scarf I traditionally hide my face with. Look, would it surprise you at all if Rivers Cuomo was a vampire? Like, if he was like just a straight up vampire?
He's Kurt Cobain and a vampire.
Yeah, exactly. And look. Let's talk about the toys real quick. You guys saw the thing with his NFT toys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little familiar with it. I mean, I didn't quite even understand what that was at that point because of it, though. I've gotten a little bit more knowledgeable.
Okay, I'll explain it to your listeners.
Yeah, just
all right. So to promote OK Human, and again, every time I say that, it just sounds worse. To promote OK Human, Weezer was like, we're going to release a bunch of vinyl toys, each of them inspired by a track on an album you won't like. And it's like, okay, all right, that's fine, a bunch of vinyl toys. then Rivers is like, but we realized that the real way to make sure that everybody got these vinyl toys was to not make them as toys at all, but rather release them in, like, digital booster packs. So you buy, like, a digital pack of cards, and then the cards have codes on them that show you one of, like, the 24 toys, each of which is at a different rarity. You know, it was the most tone-deaf possible thing, because if there's one thing Weezer fans probably don't like, it's horrific global warming that's going to destroy our lives and our children's lives. Rivers Cuomo was like, global warming? You mean I might be able to make global $100,000 and not make these toys? You make toys you can't play with. That's, like, literally the most Weezer thing I could think of. From the makers of albums you can't enjoy come toys you can't play with.
Holy smokes. The pure vitriol. I'm dumbfounded.
I mean, again, and listeners, and this is when I again remind you, I'm well known as someone who does not like Weezer, so you've got to blame these guys for bringing me on. I know you guys all love Rivers Cuomo, love Rivers Cuomo. It's like, it's not my fault. I didn't want to annoy you guys. It's these guys.
I mean, you make a lot of great points. I don't know. Maybe from now on, we should change this podcast from being a podcast more or less celebrating the band. I mean, we have our quibbles, but maybe we should change to being a Weezer hate podcast. That would also set us apart from the other Weezer podcasts that are out there. I don't think there are a lot of podcasts where people just hate hard on a certain band every episode.
I'm telling you right now, if you change the name of this podcast to Weezer Sucks, your downloads are going to go through the fucking roof. And you could have a whole segment where it's like in like this day in Rivers Cuomo Twitter history, Rivers Cuomo liked a tweet of an explicit pornographic act. All right, what else was I going to say?
Yeah, what else were you going to say?
Well, okay, it was Weezer sucks. I hate Weezer. I'm looking through my material here. Weezer, Rivers Cuomo's a piece of shit. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yes, Pinkerton, yes. You know, I'm glad that the album is named Pinkerton because, like, more bands should be named after the private police force that should beat the fuck out of them. I'm really glad they've done that. Good for that. All right, I think I'm pretty much out of Weezer material, guys. I think that was it. Wait, good. But just name some other things about Weezer, and I'll just do some riffing real quick.
Right, yeah. So, like, upcoming album that I've certainly often gone to a bit for, you know, might be the low point, you know, for our show, you know, is Ratitude.
Ratitude?
Yeah, and the cover image is the dog jumping in the living room.
Is that dog Poochie from The Simpsons?
Yes, basically.
Is that dog jumping a shark? Yeah. Ratitude? Mm-hmm. Ratitude.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, coming up with a name like that, I mean, it kind of makes sense why they call, like, almost half their albums colors. They're just color, you know, because that's the best they can do otherwise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which is like, you know, again, obviously that is kind of an homage to the Beatles. And usually I don't think people should be put in... Usually I don't think people should be put in jail for, like, you know, for expressing themselves. I think this is, like, the one time, like, where, like, I think, like, we always say, like, oh, you know, thought crime, we shouldn't have thought crime. Like, this is, it'd be okay to have a little bit of thought crime here. Like, they should go to jail for ripping off the beat. It's like, they should go to jail for what they did. And by the way, John Lennon, not a good person, and yet I would hang out with him any day over Rivers Cuomo any day, or Patrick Wilson. Again, John Lennon, criminal.
John Lennon
is a criminal. And I'm still like, yeah, well, at least he's not Weezer. I would go to his trial, be like, Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I know John Lennon's done some bad stuff, but he never released an album called Death to False Metal, and he never released an album named after one of the characters from Lost. He never did that. He explicitly never watched the Lost and said, yeah, that could be an album. I bet I could sell some albums to these little freaks looking at the Hanzo Institute, trying to piece together ARGs. Yeah, I could sell them some tracks.
That's 100% true. Also, say what you will about Adolf Hitler, he never fetishized Asian women. So that's one thing that he has over Rivers Cuomo.
Say it is so. That's true. That's one for him. Like, real talk. Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah, exactly.
Rivers Cuomo, he's on the internet. Here's what he's doing. He's reading the Wall Street Journal. His, like, butler has handed him the Wall Street Journal on a silver platter next to, like, his traditional line of ketamine. And then there's a big cover story that's like, nerds are spending $50 on Lost action figures. And he's like, I'll bet I could get some of that money. And everyone's like, Rich, why do you talk like that? He's like, this is how I talk now that I'm rich. I'm Rivers Cuomo. Hello, governor. It's like, I'm not your governor. You shut up, you bloody idiot. I'm Rivers Cuomo. I'm a bleeding genius.
He's the greatest man that ever lived.
Yeah, look, he's pretty cool. I do like Rivers Cuomo. I like this guy. I was just kidding. I was just playing around.
Yeah, you got us. That's a pretty good bit.
Well, speaking of files, I hope you file away the fact that I'm a Stereos Kokonos from the Loudest Podcast. You can listen to me on the Loudest Podcast every week. We have a good time on that show. We don't talk about Weezer, so that's it's better than the show you're currently listening to just by default. Thank you guys so much for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you kids later. Bye. Yeah,
take care.
Yep.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
Thanks a lot, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers. Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Oh yeah, so let's just kind of go through, you know, hey, we got a little bit of lyrics talk. Maybe we just want to get in real quick, you know, because there's definitely something I wanted to mention there.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. If you want to tack this on at the end, we'll. Let's go over some other stuff.
You know, I did not know what he was saying, and I had to Google it, and then I found out, oh, okay, this is making a lot so much more sense now. The winder stacks. Just Googling that, and then, okay, so the whole line is, so I can make it in the winder stacks. Okay, this makes a lot more sense. Because if you just Google winder stacks, you immediately see, the very first result is Harvard students that would have sex in the library.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, and Rivers was, you know, an intended Harvard at this point, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's just the whole general, you know, it seems like it's about growing up, you know, but getting responsibility but still having these dreams, you know. So it goes in, like I mentioned, you know, into this alternate little thing that happens. It's really kind of like multiple songs, just like I was talking about last time with the greatest man that ever lived. But it's Brian Bell singing, you know, this about the bluebirds in the meadow and the bees are flying around, and then goslings at the river. So I had to Google goslings just to make sure. Yeah, baby geese, not but Not the Ryan.
What? I know that one from Darkwing Duck.
Okay.
And I think we might have talked about Darkwing Duck a little bit in our Everybody Get Dangerous episode, but we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, that's Gosling Mallard is Drake Mallard's daughter.
Cool. Yeah.
You ever watch Darkwing Duck? Anyway, we don't need to talk about Darkwing Duck here. Let's continue talking about the song.
Any other lyric stuff that you wanted to talk about before we go do any other more music?
No, I don't think I have anything in particular, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say about these lyrics. Musically, I think the song's great. It's a banger melody, especially like the chorus, like when it starts with, and then it also ends with the chorus.
Yeah, that was a big difference. You know that they would do that. Been a long time since they'd done that for apparently Suzanne, since they had started a song with a chorus way back in the Blue era. Essentially. One other weird little thing, I think lyrically and musically both, it sounds really close. I think musically too, the tune. But it's in the dream sequence, the it's Brian Bell singing, I am singing, my voice is ringing. That is very much like a church camp song I've become familiar with over these last several years that I've been attending a camp just for a week each summer. And there's definitely what's one song. I can't tell you what the title is or anything, unfortunately. But
it's a church song.
It's kind of both in a sense. You know.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it's just the lyrics and the melody is so similar. I mean, I know the lyrics are the same.
That'd be weird. Is
just for that part, and, the someone singing saying that they are saying I am singing is I think something where Rivers gets to that point. I mean, and discovers that that. Which other people have put into song as well.
I mean, that's all I got. Do you want to go into the segments here? Do you want to talk about the left channel, right channel?
Yeah. Left channel, right channel. Left channel, right channel. Left channel, right channel. Well, it's gonna be there. Has some information for ye. For the left channel, right channel. At the start. There's the guitar distortion sounds, and they kind of switch back and forth, go back, just jump back and forth pretty quickly, and after that, there's really not, again, there was definitely like heavier in the last album that it seemed like things like stopped being so panned to the one side or the other, and it seems to be continuing a bit this album.
I'm completely fascinated by this left channel, right channel. Wait a minute. How did you even decide that this was going to be like a regular segment on the show? Was it just like a brain blast? Is it something that you do on other music that you listen to?
It's definitely something I had noticed over the years, especially because like I was working, and for a while before I kind of found podcasts. I was working at a desk job, and the policy was not to have two headphone earbuds in. Well,
that makes sense. Yeah.
So, and for podcasts, that generally is okay, except for every now and then someone releases a podcast where of two hosts, say one host is all in the left and the other host is all in the right. So I'm like, son of a gun. It's like, now I have to go in Audacity, take their MP3 file, Audacity, and get it all fixed, and then.
Did you ever listen to like one side and then like take out the one and then put in the other side and just kind of try to like incorporate them? Yeah, like in your brain. Or no, I was thinking like listen to the whole thing and then like listen to the whole thing in one channel, and then like listen to the whole thing in the other.
But you're saying for the songs? For songs? No.
For the podcast.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Dear.
Well. Okay. Well, it's just an idea.
But no,
anyway,
but
that's
no, finding,
cool.
Finding that especially with Beatles songs, at least in the pre-mono mix releases that they've had over these past few years, box sets and single albums, CDs and vinyl both, because the Beatles cared about mono only, or they only cared about mono and how that was mixed for their first half of their career. They paid attention. They were in the studio. They were working with the engineer and got to sound the way they wanted it to. But then, so they do that for the mono release, and then they were releasing stereo. And when it came time to kind of do all the same process for the stereo mix, they left. they didn't waste their time anymore on that because it was such a less, you know, less needed from the buying public. So they leave the room, go off and do their shows or whatever, and do whatever else. And so the engineer, especially for the first half of their career albums, you know, a lot of those are the stereo mixes aren't as true to what the Beatles wanted, in a sense, I think is the thinking. But then even around the halfway point and into the later part, when they were carrying, they would still, when they started caring more about the stereo mix, I mean, those are some of the, like, I mean, Sgt. Pepper especially, it seems like to me, if I remember right, has some, you know, pretty hard panned, you know, guitar on right and bass on left, and, you know, it's like, whoa, okay, this is pretty crazy when you're only listening to one one earbud
yeah,
in and the other. It's like, it's a really different experience.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, being a kid, or like maybe like in early high school, I think I remember I had a friend whose car, like one of the speakers on one side didn't work, and we were listening to something like Revolver, because I think those, like that album has hard pans on like each side. And yeah, I thought it was a trip to like hear those isolated tracks. It's like a completely different experience, so it's a lot of fun. So I get what you're saying about the left channel and the right channel. I understand. And I love it, and I've been very vocal the whole time I've been a host here about how much I love this segment. It's still my favorite, and I hope that we get more left channel, right channel in the future. Hopefully we'll get something from Weezer one day, maybe like Rivers Cuomo will get a bug up his butt and just like put out some weird experiment where it's like half of the album is tracked on one side and half of it is tracked on the other side.
We've talked about before about the Flaming Lips. Zyrica, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we have. So maybe something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. Yeah, I mean, he was into the Flaming Lips back in the Pinkerton era, but maybe he'll come back to that at some point. Yeah. I'm surprised the pandemic didn't get him to listen to Zyrica on his own, or with family helping.
Maybe that's what, that's probably what I should have done during the pandemic. Well, next pandemic, I'll get to it.
This has been the Left Channel, Right Channel Report
with Derek Nash.
All right. Cool.
Covers.
Yeah.
There is a song, and that's a fact. Now tell me who has covered that. Let's cover that song. Who has covered that song?
So my first note in covers is Mac DeMarco. Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Okay.
Dreamin', the song Dreamin' that he has, apparently. I was thinking like that was going to be a cover because it came up in YouTube and what have you. But no, that's a whole different song called Dreamin'. So out of there really wasn't, in my normal-ish place of looking. No one's really covered it officially in official releases or what have you. But on YouTube, I did enjoy a bit The Number Scott, their little rendition of, you know, and it's just a guy and his brother, and the main guy, apparently, you know, he's singing, but is getting the backup from his brother on guitar and a little bit of vocals, too, I think. But you know, and they do the dreaming sequence even, you know. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, this is kind of a complicated song to cover. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of parts to it. I was kind of learning to play it a little bit because I think the song's super catchy. Like, I don't know, I really like this song a lot. But yeah, I just got to like the chorus basically, or like the chorus in the first verses. Like, I learned how to play, and then like that dream sequence part, I kind of petered out. Interest as far as learning it, not as far as the entire song. But yeah, that's cool. I forgot to look up covers, but I'm gonna check out The Number Scott.
And then,
all right, and that's the only one you got for covers. Okay.
We talked about covers. We talked about covers. We talked about covers.
And
rock now, Smith.
Yeah, Rocksmith
Plus.
Cool.
We're gonna find out once and for all. Is this song on Rocksmith?
Big Rocksmith news this past couple weeks, as far as when we're recording, is that they Ubisoft made their announcement for their next version of Rocksmith. It's called Rocksmith Plus, and it's you know, there's a lot of upsetness by some people because it's going to be going to subscription-based. And that also probably means that a lot of CDLC will probably kind of go away. So there's even people talking about, I'm going to grab all the CDLC, you know. That's quite a lot. That'll fill up your hard drive real quick. But for this song, though, as of a couple weeks ago, probably now at this point, about the same time that they made their announcement, this song was available on the CDLC. So I haven't just, I might tonight go ahead and take the time to download the CDLC for it and goof around on it. And do what you're just talking about doing, you know, see how well I can play it and so forth. And
Learning how to play it. Yeah, well, again, it's kind of a hard one. There's a lot of parts to it, so maybe it will be difficult. But you know what? Maybe you'll just take to it like a gosling to water. Cool. So it is on Rocksmith. Now we know. Now we have found out.
And now at last we know.
All right, and let's just move on to our rating segment. Are you ready to rate it,
Eric? I think so.
Cool. I think I'm ready to. Actually, am I? Well, you know what? Ready or not, here it comes. Yeah, I'm going to make you go first because I need to think. Okay.
I'm going to give this song, Dreamin', a 7.5.
No, oh, okay.
Pretty respectable, and there's some nice jamming points, but it also has that, you know, quieter point. And I really like songs that do things like that, you know. If it's all the same thing, that's where I can lose interest a lot more, so it can keep me. It certainly keeps me entertained, I think, throughout.
Well, I think that's a great rating, and I approve 100%. This is tough for me. How close to the chest should I hold my cards here? Should I say that if, let's say, hypothetically, I think this is my favorite song on Weezer, parentheses, the Red album. Should I say now that this is my favorite song, if that were the case? Or should I keep it to myself and then, like, wait until the wrap-up episode and be like, and my number one is, you know, Ellipses, whatever my number one song is. And I'm not saying whether or not this one is, but what do you think?
I think it would be more interesting if you kept it hidden.
All right, so I'm not going to say that this is my favorite.
But I mean,
song,
you know, I mean, if you give us a 10, I mean, almost half would have to be. I mean, it could be. It would be extreme
but,
contention.
Yeah, there.
maybe even a 9 would be in pretty good contention.
Yeah, I think so. I might have given another song a 10 if I remember correctly. I don't know. from earlier, an earlier episode
for the South.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to go. Jeez, this is. I'm waffling. All right, I'm going to go 10.
Wow.
I give this one a 10. I really like this song. It's definitely one of my top tracks on Weezer parentheses the Weezer's self-titled album parentheses the Red album. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is your first album with us, where it's a color album, and it's.
Oh, true. And it's actually my first entire album.
Yeah, it's true, too. Yeah,
because I wasn't on every episode for every song for make-believe. And who knows? Maybe a tragedy could befall me. Maybe you never know. Yo, fingers crossed. But, you know, if something does happen to me, I want you all to know that I lived a great life.
I thought you were going to say, look to me as being the culprit.
Well, I'm not saying that you weren't the culprit, but you know, I just I want you to get away with it. Like, you know, if you
like me that much,
I don't know. We're best friends, Eric. We're best friends. It's okay. I don't know. You ever watch a movie and you're just there's like somebody who killed somebody and they have like a nosy neighbor and you're just like, you know what, nosy neighbor, like butt out of the killer's business, like just let this killer do what they're doing. I don't know, sometimes I feel that way.
There is no right, there is no wrong. It's just how we feel about a song. And when we feel like we feel like
Okay, so you want to outro this
Yeah, so...
You want to go
first?
Sure, I can go
first. Everyone can...
Okay, go for it.
Hopefully, like I said, to be able to also hear me in my first podcast, Watchmen Minute. Breaks down the movie Watchmen, Zack Snyder's 2009 movie, based on the classic mid-80s comic book by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons. 1 minute at a time, all 186 minutes, the director's cut. And I've moved on since after that. I then started Almost Famous Minute, and very quickly after that, we started this show. So Almost Famous Minute did the same thing, song by song, or not song, not song by song, minute by minute. It could have been song by song. There's so much music in Almost Famous Minute, but or Almost Famous, but they're actually, there's amazing, there's some great silent points too. But Almost Famous Minute and this show are both on Pantheon Podcast Network, and you can find a whole bunch of great music-related shows at pantheonpodcast.com.
Yeah. Absolutely, pantheonpodcast.com. Check it out. And I have a question about Watchmen Minute. Did you talk about the comic book a lot? Like, the differences? Did it come up often?
I think a decent amount. There was definitely one segment for every episode, actually it started out as a weekly thing. It pretty much stayed a weekly thing. At the end of the week that my co-host Travis did for not the comic, but the an earlier draft of the script. And he'd go over differences, how it changed, how it evolved to what we got on screen. But there's so much of the original comic that Zack Snyder just replicated so amazingly well. And then of course there was at least the one biggest change at the end that was quite different. Changed it around a good bit, and for good reason too. I think we kind of, resolved on the idea that, man, it could have been like, it would probably have been an hour longer if they had tried to do the other version, the original.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, anyway, if you're listening to this and you never listened to Watchmen Minute and that sounds like something cool, check it out. Yes. I'm going to plug one of my musical projects. I'm going to talk about Bitchin' Seahorse. That's a sea creatures-themed band. We play little pop songs, and if you like the little theme songs for the segments and the theme song for the show that you heard back in the beginning and maybe a little bit in the middle, you can check that out. I write the songs and sing, and I'm in a band with some of my friends. It's called Bitchin' Seahorse. That's bandcamp.com/, this is a weird spelling, but BitchinSeahorse. I don't know why I decided when I made that Bandcamp. I just, I don't know. I was feeling goofy, and I felt like I wanted to spell bitchin' like...
Oh, and it's also kind of like for Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, yeah,
Bastards.
A little bit, yeah. For
Bastard
sure.
Bitch.
Bastards, yeah. Bastard, thank you. Bastard bitch, I love it. Well, what a way to end the episode.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Jabbers.
This is Richie Canada, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.